Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, including Republican Senator Kevin Lemberg of Berthoud, say the goal is to send a strong message to the Colorado Energy Office that things need to change.
What occurred in the governor's energy office over the last several years is completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. This is a huge issue.
Lawmakers are responding to an audit that said the Energy Office failed to account for about $250 million. The audit also criticized the Energy Office for not following a budget or accounting for contracts and whether programs met goals. In one instance, the Energy Office even paid $1,500 for an ex-employee to attend a training after the person had been fired. Democratic Joint Budget Committee member Pat Stedman of Denver proposed cutting a quarter of the office's state funding for the next several months.
And they could come back and ask us for another supplemental to restore the money that was cut, but they better come back showing us some real progress on getting their house in order. They're going to have some splaining to do.
Republicans in the Senate unsuccessfully tried to push through even deeper cuts to the office. And this isn't the first time the Energy Office has been a point of controversy. Last year, lawmakers passed a bill to change the office's mission to include promoting traditional forms of energy, such as oil and gas, alongside wind and solar. That move caused some concerns among the conservation community. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.